Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and G-Mo is here. He's learning the ropes in here. He's real quiet today. That'll probably change.
Yeah. Well, he's a radio guy. He probably, you know, when we pull the cork, it's going to come flying, I'm sure.
Speaking of corks, I got a cork story for you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa, what just happened?
I don't know, but yuck.
Whoa, what are you talking about? You said you had something to show us.
Yeah, I
why
do.
Is everybody,
like corks of wine?
Mine's in the gutter. God, totally, I'm the disgusting one.
Well,
get
yeah.
out of here. Obviously.
Get out of here.
So I was reading this story this morning about Dakota.
Oh, are we on? We're on, right?
Yeah, we're, yep.
We've started.
Okay. Do you have something that you want to
no!
start with?
No, absolutely
right.
not.
Okay.
No, Dakota Johnson. What about her?
Well, she was in the 50 Shades movies, and those are so sexy.
Awful. Mm.
So, yes.
Those are a masterpiece. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Did you like the books, though? I like the books. They're
the books
okay.
Are yeah, the books were okay. Super. I reread them during the pandemic.
Did you?
And they're so cheesy.
They are. They're
so
really cheesy.
Bad. So bad.
But you know,
just like Twilight, when I reread Twilight, it was like,
oh
this
no,
is
when
horrible.
I reread Twilight from Twilight, I was
Twilight?
Like, when I reread Twilight, I was way into it. And then I went and watched all the movies again. I was like, I
yeah,
can't get
you
enough.
You kind of fall into
can't
it.
Can't get enough vampires. She said. So I was reading this story about Dakota Johnson this morning. That's John Johnson and Melanie Griffith's daughter. Mm-hmm. She's pretty enough, and she's in those movies, and but it's funny because she doesn't really strike me as a person who'd be out hawking sex toys, because she is really quiet, like even in interviews and stuff she's really quiet, and sometimes I'm like, is she just dumb or is she clever and I just don't get it? Like, she's just says like some of the dumbest things sometimes, but anyway, she's into butt plugs and she thinks
she is
yeah, and she thinks,
likes to have a butt plug in while she's getting
yep
hammered.
Yep, she says everyone she knows is going to get a butt plug from her. It's she's a spokes. I think I told you this story, but I'm not. I never know if it made it on the air or not. But she just joined this place. I think it's called Mod. And she joined, and she's like their wellness rep or some kind of creative input person or something. Do you guys remember
you,
we talking about
this? You say she
or?
Joined. You mean they pay her?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Probably right. Just to post shit on her Instagram.
All right.
So she is saying that she's going to give everybody this butt plug. It is Santa. It's not Santa shaped, and it's not even, it's not really Christmas tree shaped because the ornaments would scratch you, but
right.
It's a cone. It's actually called the cone, and it's exactly what you think. It's just a cone shaped butt plug. You slide it in and it's got a big stopper at the end. You know, you wouldn't want to lose that.
No, you would not.
Oh, there's a picture of it. But it's evergreen color, and it's a whole thing. But she just says some of the funniest things in here. Like, she says, oh, this is going to be in everyone's stocking. Are you kidding? It's the perfect stocking stuffer or something. You think your uncle hasn't wanted a butt plug his entire life? You're lying.
Lying?
Your uncle?
Yeah. She says everybody's uncle wants this.
Hmm.
So she joined as a co-creative director. Sure she is. And she's an investor. Yeah, you got to put that money somewhere, I guess. She immediately started inquiring about anal products. What are you giggling about, the shape of
it? Well, you got to put the money somewhere up your ass. Yeah, that's where the money's got to go. All right.
People are really into ass shit.
I like a little butt play, too, but a butt plug under the Christmas tree? I don't know.
In your stocking.
In my stocking, wherever. Nah.
It's not right to put it under the Christmas tree. It's like offensive to children. So she's apparently she's really into
ass play.
Ass play. So she's
good for her.
She really loves this thing. I will say though that it's I don't know. I guess if you're gonna walk around with a butt plug in, that one looks comfortable.
I'm hesitant to be in the middle of you know, regular sex in the vagina with the penis.
Yes.
And then to be regular. Like, you know what I should do? I should shove a plug in her ass. I've thought about it.
Yeah.
But I've never tried that move while I'm in the middle of boning to be like, I should pull off or even in advance. Like,
or I should reach it. I should have my coat on so I have a pocket.
And then to be like, I'm going to push this into your butt too. Like, wouldn't, if you wanted that, wouldn't you say this is what I want?
Not everyone says what they want.
But wouldn't you in that situation be in some way
clued in to what
like,
they
let me know. You want, I have no problem putting it in your butt. I just don't know if that's what you want.
Like, I think that what the takeaway is from this story is that you need to get one of these for Christina's Christmas stocking. When the kids ask what it is, you go, it's a mini Christmas tree.
All right.
And then she'll know you have it, and she won't be surprised when you go to use it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, we have one. I don't pull it out and try and force that thing in while I'm already in her.
Do you think it's because she jumped through the headboard? Like, rocket out of there?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she puts up with butt play to the extent that we do it.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I think she would start to be like,
Seems like you like that too
much. We're at the right level.
Yeah.
I like it too much. What about you?
I'm not into it at
You're all. Doing the story.
Well, I'm telling you the story because I was...
Because you love it.
No, because I loved that...
Because you want one.
No, because I loved that one line about the uncle who's always wanted.
The part that's weird is the whole, your uncle, you think your uncle doesn't want one? You're lying. What?
I know. See what I'm saying about
that
the way
even,
she...
She's really funny, actually.
She's not funny. She's funny inadvertently. You know what I mean? Like, she always comes off as super dumb. Like... I was watching some interview with her. I want to say it was like...
Probably Jimmy Fallon. I watched an interview with her and it was just very ditzy. She was coming off on purpose, it seemed like.
Or she's just stupid and that's... She like pretends that she's like clever and says these things that you're just like, I'm sorry, is that an enigma? Like, should I look more into that? Or is she just stupid?
Well, who's her mom?
Melanie Griffith.
And Melanie Griffith used to play that. I don't know if she was ever really smart, but she definitely played that ditzy.
Yeah, there's a little ditzy thing going on there.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
Wasn't her big character from, what movie was that?
9 to 5?
No.
No. Oh, whoa. The Working Girl. Working Girl.
No.
What then?
Bonfires of the Vanities. Is that her? Oh. Is that her?
I think she was in that.
I think she famously played a ditz role. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not someone who should be talking about movies because I don't pay close enough attention. But anyway, I thought her mom sort of very famously played that act as well.
Yeah.
Maybe she was stupid. Maybe she played it. Who knows?
Isn't Melanie Griffith's mother like Doris Day or something?
Someone big, but yeah. I don't think Doris Day.
Debbie Reynolds?
That might be it.
No, Debbie Reynolds was the one chick from Star Wars.
Oh.
The Bonfire of the Vanities? That's okay. I just found it.
Leia?
It took me forever to find that.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is in real life.
I'm looking her up right now.
She died with coke. She's 60-something years old and she's all coked up.
Really?
Yeah. Tippi Hedren?
Tippi Hedren.
Hedren?
Hedren.
Tippi Hedren, yeah. She's from the Birds, right? Is Tippi Hedren the one who got murdered in the...
I think so.
Oh, no, not the Birds. Psycho. Tippi, maybe she wasn't the Birds. Okay, we are down a well at this point.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Fucking secret show. Get you every time. All right. So, I don't know, a week ago.
Yeah.
We were talking about this lady whose sister somehow figured out a way to get her mother's land away from her siblings under the guise that she was going to build a house that her mom could live in safely because her mom's house is wicked old, can't be, you know, too expensive to fix and full of mold and shit. And,
well, the impression I got was one of those almost takeover things, not like... Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'll do that. I got this going on. We're doing this. This is what I'm going to do before anyone had a chance to vote, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like she had a plan and was executing it, and the brothers and sisters are on the sidelines going, what the fuck? You're not even asking us what we want. This is our inheritance as well, right?
Right.
So anyway, go on.
I'm seeing if I can find the original...
Oh,
can you? Will you look for it for me?
Sure.
And maybe.
But these things tear—they definitely tear families apart.
Well, these are big things. I mean, even little things tear families apart.
Yeah.
Like it gets so petty, and it's a really good. You are going to die someday. I hate to break it to you, and it's really important that your wishes are known, and that you spell things out. Whether it's you guys get nothing, or it's here's exactly who's getting what. This dish goes to this person, this chair. Like, you got to be that deliberate about it, because what you don't want is for kids who are supposed to be grieving and sad that you're dead to instead be like, how dare you leave and this guy gets this. And it's, I'm actually part of a family that has.
Yeah, I've seen it too. And so has my mom. And my mom actually has told me I've already made sure that every single thing has been accounted for.
Spell
so
it
you
out.
Boys are all set.
Yep.
And there won't be any conversations about who gets what.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Even like making someone in the family an executor is really my... These people I know, the eldest sister was the executor, and she let that house fall apart. It flooded all kinds of... When they should have just put it on the market, she used to scream, I'm grieving! I'm like, that's exactly why you shouldn't be the executor. Because you are grieving. And that's a valid excuse, except that now the house that was worth $250,000 is going to go in a fire sale for $90,000.
Oh, super.
Yeah. So it's something to think about, you know?
So I have the original email if you want. Do you want a summary on it?
Yeah, give me a quick summary.
Okay. So it looks like the father passed away. The house is in Utah. The house would be worth around $350,000 to $400,000, she's saying, and it's just not worth fixing up. So, but she's offering the mom $100,000.
The sister is.
And the sister has plans to build and kind of like, you know, make this house hers, but to take care of the mom.
So in the meantime, though, the lumber's so expensive and
yeah,
she's putting
the very
it
end
off.
Of it,
and,
yeah, they have to put it off.
In the end, she gets basically what's going to be worth $350,000. She's getting it for $100,000. And the other kids get zero of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what it looks like.
So that was that basic one. So this one is... In relation to the bad advice regarding the inheritance issue with the sister who's trying to get over, I have a similar situation I wanted to vent to my radio family about and hear your thoughts on. Now, it's long, but it's interesting.
Okay.
And it's a tough one, man. This is going to be a hard one to resolve. My brother lives in our childhood home that was purchased back in the 70s. Our mom's alive and well and living in the same neighborhood with our stepdad in a home they own together. My brother and his wife have a healthy income as one of them has a good job at one of the biggest tech companies in the Bay Area. So they rent this place from the mom who moved from this house to another house in the neighborhood with her new husband.
Got it.
They currently pay, here in the Bay Area, $1,000 a month rent, when the market value for that rental would be $5,000 a month.
Okay.
They are totally ripping our mom off. She still pays the mortgage on that house and only actually profits about $300 a month after that is said and done. She also pays the property taxes herself and pays for gardening service. What crooks! It really makes me ill and livid. I always knew they were getting a discount on rent when they didn't really need it and never paid it any mind, but I recently learned just how deep that discount is, and their greed and selfishness makes my blood boil based on principle. It also feels unfair as my partner and I work in the helping professions, which don't pay shit, and we struggle to live here in the Bay Area in order to stay close to family while they're sitting pretty, feathering their nest for a robust retirement, and I will own that is my problem due to my own life choices. Anyway, she calls him homeboy. That's her brother. He's been living... anyway, homeboy's been living in that house with discounted rent for over a decade, and I ran the numbers. With a modest underestimate, he has saved about $500,000 in rent, about $48,000 to $50,000 a year if he was paying the full price for this house, because he's lived there for a decade.
Okay.
$500,000 in savings. It is significant. I need to add that they haven't helped our parents with things they need done around the house, like regular maintenance that's become more challenging as they age, like cleaning the gutters, bringing the Christmas tree down from the attic, etc. When they live they live the closest, like they don't help at the other house either, I think is what she's saying. They live at the closest. They're in the same neighborhood in the burbs, and we're in San Francisco. They maintain minimal contact, just Christmas, Mother's Day, and Mom's birthday, and can't be bothered by other opportunities to connect throughout the rest of the year, like relationship building. On top of that, every time something needs fixing at the house they rent, they run and ask my mom to fix it in a very entitled and demanding fashion. You would think that with their savings in rent, they would just go ahead and take care of repairs themselves. In other words, they have this generous situation and they act like ingrates. I, on the other hand, am close with our mom. We talk on the phone most days and visit frequently. I enjoy helping out. I've always looked forward to taking care of my parents in their old age. At the beginning of COVID, when I was losing my job and the ability to pay for our daughter's private school, I became interested in moving to the burbs, where the public schools are dramatically better than SF. I sent a very sensitive and respectful email asking my brother if they were planning on staying in the house. It was a fair question. Many of their coworkers from the tech company were relocating to Austin at the time, and I thought they could be doing the same. Plus, once upon a time, they were going to purchase a home of their own, and with so much savings over the years, perhaps that might be happening soon. Doesn't hurt to simply ask. I had to check out what options could be on the table as my family scrambled for a new plan amidst the then-emerging pandemic. I couldn't have been any kinder in the email, emphasizing I was not trying to displace them, just wondering about their status, and I never even mentioned that I knew how much they're paying in rent. What I wish I could have said is, give us a turn with the discounted rent in a good school district. But I didn't say that because my brother's always been a Trump-style tyrant who throws tantrums and bullies my mom and me, and I, she says, to get his way. So we have always had to break out the kid gloves when talking to him. I hate people like this. Mm. I hate them. They just explode in order to get you to not confront them with anything. Mm-hmm. I've always had to break out the kid gloves when talking to him in order or we set him off. And his wife is just as bad. If my family and I did live there, we would insist on paying much closer to market value because I wouldn't be able to take advantage of my own mother the way they do. As expected, my brother and his wife threw a shit fit, declaring they would never speak to me again, a complete overreaction that speaks volumes. It's true, you are just asking. They were pissed because I was shining a light on their shadiness that they thought no one knew about. Since then, they have paid for their own home repairs, they have hung out with our mom a little more, and have even helped out in a family emergency recently, which is all good, but the motivation's all wrong. They're trying to stay in good graces to keep their thing going. My mom has never been able to stand up to my brother, the tyrant, and she hates confrontation. My brother and his wife will never leave the good situation they have going, so this is just what it is. But I do feel like the savings they receive will continue to receive for many years to come should count as their inheritance. Your thoughts?
I 1,000% agree. It should. I would tell him move the fuck over.
Should, could, would, whatever. The fact is, I feel like your mom's still alive, right?
Yeah.
And she makes those decisions. Like that's very difficult because you have to maybe sit in a circle with the brother and the mom at the same time. The mom is making these decisions while she's alive, and that's her decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she doesn't. It's the whole confrontation thing. I think, personally, this is just my thoughts. Your mom needs to have documents drawn up that dictate this brother isn't going to get better when she passes. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be fighting for this stuff tooth and nail. And I've lived here and I've done this and that. I think your mom should actually take your math that you've done and make that part of the whole will. I'm sure when she passes and maybe this.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, Real Marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Stepfather of yours, I don't know what the situation is with that house, but this house should be sold when, and you guys should split the money minus $500,000 that this guy saved living there. I mean, if it's a house in Silicon Valley, I shouldn't say what neighborhood it is, but any place around here,
mm-hmm.
that's a pricey little house. Rex around here sell for $1.5 million. Rex. So I really think you need to say, hey, Ma, let's go to a lawyer and let's get this drawn up.
Right.
Ma, though,
yeah.
has allowed this to happen.
Enabling.
It's Ma, tough, though.
No. Ma has allowed this to happen. And while sister has sit, like, you can hear her. All her arguments are she's done the math. She's got the paperwork out. She's looking at it all, and she can clearly see bro's getting a better deal than her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she even is willing to say that I do the kind of work that doesn't pay, but it's important
right.
for other reasons. Like, I get it.
Helping position,
right.
I think she
so,
said.
So, yes, I get all that. But what she's stuck on is all of this stuff's happening in her head, but bro has the house, and mom gave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So your only way, like the way you wrote your brother, and you already know who he is,
mm-hmm.
what was the point of that? Like, you had to know he was going to lose his shit over that letter. The only way you're removing, wedging brother out of that house is with mom's
right.
approval. And so if it were me and I were in a situation where I felt like my brother's getting way too good a deal, I'm getting a raw deal, which is a mindset I wouldn't have let myself go to in the first place, to be honest with you.
Hard not to I when it's getting over on you that bad.
Because it's not what my mom has allowed them to do is not my business. Like, mm-hmm. I have to look after my own life. I'm a grown person. I've made my own choices. I don't know why mom likes him better than me, but for whatever reason, that's the impression I'm getting. Mom likes bro better than me, right? So I would maybe go to mom and say, look, I don't know what the deal is, but I feel like he's getting a much better deal out of this house than I'm getting in any way, shape, or form. This is something that you plan to legacy us, and these are conversations again that I wouldn't
so
have
uncomfortable
either. I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't, but this is the only way you're gonna get your share of this house is to go to mom and say, I really need help. I really fucking need help, and I watch them doing what they're doing and
robbing
I,
you
I, no I don't
they're
think
robbing
you, but
her.
You don't say that though. You're in delicate areas right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say is, we really could use you selling that house and letting me and bro split that money if that was your intention. And maybe that's the way. But you're not going to get him to say, we'll move, pay five times the rent by choice so you can have the sweet deal we've been enjoying.
Yeah, no.
He's
that's
not
never,
saying that.
Never happening. Right.
It's no. not happening. Mm-hmm. So the only way you're getting this place out from under your brother is either over his dead body.
Or through mom.
Or through mom. That's it. There isn't another way.
I would say it's certainly valid for you to... you make a good point. She's a grown woman. She's got to make her way in the world. And just because your brother got a better deal, you know, whatever. But I'm saying that when mom passes, if it isn't spelled out, you're already headed for Splitsville with the fam. I don't know how many other brothers and sisters are involved in this.
The lady who wrote the letter is seething.
Mm-hmm.
She's furious.
The breakdown has already begun.
She's been grinding on this for years. Mm-hmm. It's clear. And that's, look, I can see where you would say, very simply, it's not fair. And you'd be right.
Yeah.
But the only person who's going to be able to fix this for you is your mom.
Right.
And if she says, you're right, it's not fair, I'm going to fix this, then great. Then you just won.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of lottery payout that has, great. You just won. But it's possible when depending on how mom deals with brother, and this is the thing, mom loves brother too.
Mm-hmm.
So mom might go to brother and say, your sister really needs this place and I really want to help her. And then bro throws his
tantrum,
right? And mom says, whoa, okay, all right.
I get it, honey.
I'm going to go. I got to go.
Let me talk to your sister again.
And then goes back to sister and says, nope, that shit's not happening.
Let's give it a few years, right?
Yeah, right. So I really think, Sarah, that what you said is ultimately the only way this can be handled, because what I just said isn't going to go your way, lady.
No.
But what Sarah just said is you need to have your mom you just need to say, if you haven't written your will yet, I'd really like you to save my relationship with my brother by spelling out who gets what when
you
pass.
That's a good way to word it to her.
Because I can't deal with him, just like you can't. And the fact of the matter is, if you pass and this stuff is supposed to somehow be split up, I can't fight him for stuff.
And if I do fight him, it's going to involve lawyers and us never talking again.
Right.
Or so pushing him off a cliff.
Yeah, oh my God, they could go for a nice hike.
Right. So that's I really believe Sarah got it. That's the only way you're going to get this handled is through mom, and it's only going to get handled after her passing, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I'm sort of getting at. Like, I think you have to accept that this ain't going to change while he's alive. Like, this is not...
While she's alive.
She's alive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. What did I say, he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, if he died, things would resolve.
Well, that over his dead nice body hike. Would nice actually hike. Be the best yeah. case right. scenario in terms of her getting the house now at the price that it's being offered.
That's another bad advice if you want to murder him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just let me know, because I have some ways to do it.
Watch You. They have a lot of creative ways on Netflix.
I'm still in season one. Don't say anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you really?
Did you read those books?
I read the books.
Yeah, I love
the books.
I finished Mexican Gothic.
Oh, what did you think of that?
I thought it was really slow. I did. Oh, I thought
I was just going to say stupid.
No, not at all. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
No, I'm sorry. I was moving the mic because I was making noises and didn't want them to be caught.
I see.
Then it just made it worse. My bad.
Yeah. Were you burping?
No, I wasn't.
Were you like going...
I was sniffling, yes.
Yeah, so I finished Mexican Gothic. I liked the story, but I just felt like it was really slow. So it didn't.
Okay.
But I read it for you. I thought about you while I was reading it.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Yeah,
what did you think of like the whole like paranormal house thing or whatever?
Well, I liked that it turned out to be something. I liked the story.
Yeah.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I just really felt like, okay, enough feelings. Let's get to something. If something could actually happen,
feelings.
It would be huge.
I want to see someone die.
Yeah. I wanted to see some stuff. Oh, do you want to read that? You probably like it, huh? You like feelings so much. Yeah. So I'm going to start Billy something or other. What is it?
Billy Summers.
Oh, the book. Yeah. It's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm finishing up this sci-fi series. I'm
still finishing
right now.
Up the Bridgerton series.
Oh, and should I read those?
No.
Okay. are they softcore porn or?
No, like
there's
they
no
make,
porn in them.
No, they make like love is what they say.
Yeah.
So I know you wouldn't like that.
They don't. There's no like this goes there and
no.
They sweat on each other and
no.
He just heard his fat cock into my anus.
Yeah, there's none of that.
Yeah,
Jesus,
yeah. That's what they. That's
I said
what they
softcore.
Say.
Like that, Gmo? You like that?
You gotta break this guy in. Somebody get me something to peg him with.
Someone asked Gmo what he'd do with this person.
Yeah,
what's,
all right.
What's
okay,
his
come
answer?
Here, Gmo.
Gmo, get on the mic here.
There
you go.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Hello there,
voice, buddy.
Gmo. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Voice of God.
So you heard the story, right?
Yeah, bits and pieces, yes.
Okay, so what do you think this girl should do? This is the segment. It's called Bad Advice.
I'm going through some family stuff with a death and a house situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm suggesting anybody to do is just to lawyer up, even if it's against your own family members, and just get all the basics just locked up, because. There's some evil people in some families, and they'll do anything just to either take a house away from other family members and just cause chaos within blood relatives.
But people seem to lose their fucking mind when there's a bunch of money or a house.
Yes.
It's just awful.
Well, look how mad it's made this sister. She's sitting there,
yeah, seething,
fucking furious.
Yep.
Oh, G-Mo said his piece and he's out. Out. All right.
No, no.
G-Mo out.
Yeah, I don't want to step on anyone's topics.
No, you're good. No, you're all right. Good. Yeah, I do think that the sister is so mad, and I get it. And I maybe he might be right, which is... But he can't lawyer up with mom still alive, right?
No, this would have to happen after the fact. The problem is that this $500,000 or however much it winds up being after all these years, I feel like that's just a good deal he's getting while the mom is alive. Like, I don't know that you can weight that against your legacy. You know, you'll...
Oh, no. That's the problem. Is, you know, he's getting what he's getting from mom, and mom is floating him whatever she's floating him because of their relationship. This is going to sound weird to the lady who's writing.
Yeah.
Your mom loves your brother too.
Yep.
Like, that's kind of clear.
Well, and the thing is, it's like saying that you're doing an accounting of gifts that are given while a person is still alive. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not part of what's there when a person dies.
Right. This person did ask if they could add that amount into their inheritance, right? Like,
and
you can't
happen.
Do that.
Well, I don't know that she specifically said that, she's basically saying, right, that these guys have gotten $500,000 out of mom.
So they should get less when mom passes, which isn't the way that's going to go.
It's like saying, well, I've been, you know, I saw that you bought this person some flights and also you helped them out with their car. And they like, you can't do an accounting like that and then turn it into someone. Like, it's not about that. That's not really how.
And look, here's something that I know you would know to be true too, Sarah, as you've got two siblings and I have two siblings as well. And it's rare that a parent will give you a look inside their feelings about each of the children they've had.
Yeah, they tell me that I'm the favorite though.
Right. So there you go. That's one of the rare occurrences where mom is willing to go out on a limb and say,
they deny it to my brother and sister.
Right, but they've definitely told. But an example is my dad definitely told me, he was like, look, I always knew you were going to be okay and figure this shit out. But your brother, I had no fucking idea where that was headed. And that's something that where you go, parents do have individual relationships with each of their kids and they want them all to succeed.
Sure, of course.
And they're rooting for all of them equally. And so I don't know what your mom would say. Maybe she would say, your brother's a bully and I can't fucking deal with him, so he gets what... Or she might say, look, I love him equally, but he was there when this situation came up and now I can't take it from him. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I don't have the guts to say that. Or whatever it might be, but you don't...
It's hard to bring that up, too, because having watched it happen on the other side of my family, I know that when my own parents pass, I would walk away from it just so I still have a relationship with my brother and sister.
Right.
Like, but I also think that they wouldn't do this. I like to think that they would see, like, this should be fair or what, it's like G-Mo just said, there's some, you put money on the table and
things get weird
and people can get downright evil.
I'll go there in so much as imagine a brother or a sister who goes, that person's got way more than enough money and we don't.
Right.
So
we should get more because they're more successful.
So that's where absolutely what G-Mo said is correct. You've got to lawyer up when you're dealing with a situation where it hasn't been spelled out, right?
G-Mo for the win.
For the win.
Lawyer the fuck up!
If it hasn't been spelled out, you better lawyer up. Yeah. Like, that's a situation where you are in big trouble, in over your head.
Yeah. Well, we didn't help this lady, but...
I think we did.
I think we did.
Did we? I think we did, too. Yeah.
I don't know.
Clear advice there.
I think she's got to go straight to mom. That's the only way she's getting... Because it's clear.
Just take your brother for
a nice drowning, and she's wanting... She wants a lifeline.
Right. Please help me. Even if you paid more, she could give the kid that money. Hey, can you get a little more money out of my brother for rent so that I can have some money?
Yeah, then send me the $1,000.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. If you want to send us, that's it. I just looked at the time. We're late.
Oh, I forgot. We spent a lot of time on your ass, didn't we?
Not on my ass.
What?
Yeah, she
nothing to do with my ass. My ass. Leave my ass out of it.
Her ass.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out some way to support.
Hey, thanks for writing in, everybody. I love your emails. I mean, sometimes my jaw just drops when I read them. And keep them short. This was a long one.
Word economy.
Yeah. Word economy.
There you go.
Yep. Bryn@RadioAlice.com is where to send them. Put Secret Show or Bad Advice in the subject line. BRYN@RadioAlice.com.
The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?